Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Marera, good afternoon to you.
Afternoon, how are you?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. How are you doing?
I am fine and well.
Lovely. Has your day been good, though?
Yeah, it was good and packed.
Lovely, lovely. Now, where we continuing with the discussion that we've been having, the new earth, but that is the discussion. You know, in Revelation 21, verse 1, it says, "For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away." So what happened to the earth? Are we getting a new planet? This is what we're going to be discussing this afternoon. So, Pastor, when will the new earth come into being?
Okay, the events will be like this.
Okay.
We are waiting for the second coming of Christ.
Correct.
After Christ came, the events that will take place with that, the saints who are living and those who are dead, the dead saints will be raised.
Okay.
Then after that, they are taken to heaven. So to heaven, we have got the raised dead saints and the living saints who will be translated according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Then the dead who are evil will not be raised, and the living evil will become dead at the second coming of Christ. So this will take a period of 1,000 years.
Okay.
The saints will be in heaven judging with Christ or reviewing the process with Christ.
Okay.
Yes. Then after 1,000 years, New Jerusalem will come down on this planet. After it came down, then the evil dead will be raised. Now I'm in Revelation chapter 20.
Right, right.
After they are raised, that is where there is the war of the where the evil will try to go and snatch the seat of the righteous, being led by the evil one, the devil, the adversary. Then when that happens, Christ will be in the city, will call fire to come down from heaven and burn the devil and his associates. That is the evil one.
Yeah.
Yes. After this, when the evil one, evil sin, the evildoers are destroyed, then life will start to go on. Yes.
Okay. So this is now after all these events, and then the new earth comes.
Yes. Then everything will be new now.
Now, Pastor, I just then want to know, is this new earth essentially a recreation of the first one? Is it a do-over, or we're just getting a brand new one?
Maybe instead of using the word recreation, allow me to use the word restoration.
Oh, okay.
Yes, of the original idea in the Garden of Eden.
So it's still going to be the same thing, but just different.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then who's going to be there? Who's going to be living on the new earth? Are we going to now spending time with angels, etc.? What's going to be the setup there, the living conditions?
So, because Revelation says God will make one family. Remember, the Bible says he will live among us. And we are going to be his people, and he's going to be our God. So you are going to live with God. It's obvious if you are going to live with God and also with angels.
So we're going to be living with God and angels in this new
yes.
place. Okay, that's lovely. So if we're going to be living with the angels, which means that no chance of sin ever again? Because we live
yes,
in the new in the old earth, there was angels and God and sin entered.
Yeah. Yes, in the new earth, there is no sin, but there will be saints, angels, and gods.
Is there a guarantee that there's not going to be sin?
Yes, there is guarantee. God has promised.
What is the guarantee?
The guarantee we discussed yesterday in Naomi 1 verse 9, that the adversary will not be able to rise again.
Mm-hmm.
So the promises of God are sure, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21. They are sure and true. So the guarantee is guaranteed on the promises of God.
When God made this earth, he said it was perfect. Wasn't that a guarantee?
Yes.
Wasn't that the guarantee?
Okay. The guarantee, there was a conditional guaranteeship that was depending on the obedience of Adam.
Okay.
If Adam was going to obey, things were going to be like that. If he was going to disobey, things will come and appear another way.
Is this our own extrapolation, or is that what is being taught in the scripture?
That is what is in the Bible, where God says, I give you an instruction not to eat from the tree of good and evil. Mm-hmm. If you eat, you're going to die.
I see. All right. Right. Now, is it going to be back to business in the new earth? What I'm trying to get to is, we've got marriage here, we've got family, and people go to school, people work, etc. Is it going to be back to business?
Okay, according to your question, back to business. People are going to be working. We will be learning about the mysteries of God. That will be the school. Maybe what I can say that the curriculum will change.
Mm-hmm.
God will give us what to learn.
Okay.
Yes.
And so we're just going to be working marriage?
On the marriage, fine. There is a lot of debate on that subject.
Mm.
But allow me to explain this way.
Okay.
The reason marriage was given, it was because God would want to populate the earth.
Hmm.
But now we are discussing on the new earth that will be already populated.
Hmm. Hmm.
Number one. Number two, according to the humanity mindset, you know, marriage is an institution where the human family can find their greatest joy in terms of intimacy.
Okay.
But in the new earth, the Bible says that which no one has seen, that which no one has tasted, that which no one has heard, that is God, that is what God has planned for his people.
Mm.
So in terms of enjoyment, we have got something above what we think or imagine in the present earth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So are you then saying that when I get to heaven and meet my wife, we will not be sure whether we're married or not?
We will know one another. When you will be saved, you will know. This one was your son, this one was your daughter.
And was my wife, so still my wife.
Yes,
so,
and you, it was your wife.
So we continue, we live in the same home, and we continue with our business as my wife.
That one, the Bible is silent.
Okay, all right.
Because where the Bible ends, it says we are going to live forever without sin. But the package, God will decide, because he's our loving Father.
I get you. I get you. All right. Pastor, thank you so much for coming through. But before I let you go, is there something that you feel that we need to emphasize on in today's discussion?
Something that we need to emphasize on. It's better to risk what is surrounding us and win heaven rather than risking heaven and get lost.
Yeah, very important. So we are not going to risk heaven. We're actually going to be holding on and make sure that we are on the right path. And if we are, then God promises that, we will see heaven, correct?
Yes.
Pastor Marere, I must thank you so much for your time and coming through this afternoon. Blessings to you. We're going to be talking tomorrow once again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.